Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
As long as I'm in my bedroom, each night when I go home.
What is the secret to being sexually alive with exciting potential for deep, passionate intimacy?
Long as I'm in my bedroom, each night when I go home.
Our culture so bombards us with sex, and with our male fascination for visual stimulation and our very often adolescent mindsets, hey, this can get very disconcerting. My guest is Dr. Doug Rosenau, Atlanta, Georgia sex therapist and the author of Celebration of Sex. Here is an excerpt from my recorded conversation with Dr. Doug. Not for young kids, incidentally.
Doug, some men, when they think of their wives, you know, they think, well, you know, am I oversexed or what is it? I seem to desire sex more than she. She does not enjoy sex anymore. And, of course, we know that sometimes our addictive culture encourages more appetites for sex than what are natural. It's kind of like, you know, you can go into a setting of lots of food and not be hungry at all. But if you start eating some delicious food, pretty soon you develop an appetite that you didn't even realize you had. And I realize that happens. But let's say there's a guy who's asking you this question. He says, my wife is inanimated. And occasionally allows me to have sex out of duty, but I feel like I'm slowly being strangled, and I'm longing for intimacy, and I hate it when she calls me a sex maniac. I did not get married to practice celibacy. I've even, you know, I've prayed about this. I've tried to be patient. I've tried to jump through hoops, but I frankly am angry. I've even thought about divorce. Nothing has changed. What would you say to this guy?
Wow. Gary, it runs the whole spectrum from sometimes where just the desire won't match up. And I know this is not always true. Sometimes the wife has the greater desire, but overall the husband has the greater desire. But from just, you know, we make love once or twice a week, and that's just not as frequent as I would like, clear through to my wife just doesn't like sex, and we make love, you know, three times a year or four times a year. And so what I will say to guys is, really realize that some of these differences may just be the gender differences, that you need to really get a PhD in your wife, and you need to get a PhD in just feminine psychology and not male psychology, because this is fascinating. It's a different path. Women connect their heart emotionally. So if you have this connecting conversation, 5 minutes helps, 20 minutes is better, but if you have this connecting conversation, it connects their heart, and then on the other side, they'll respond physically. The man's journey is just the opposite. They connect their heart physically and then feel so emotionally close. And so sometimes I preach to the wives and the husbands saying, you got to remember it's a different pathway. And I'll say to the wives, remember that this isn't all he wants, and just because he smiles like a Chessy cat after he's had sex doesn't mean that that's all he wants. He's smiling because he feels connected to you. Mm-hmm. And I'll say to the husband, now remember, you need to make sure that she feels close and emotionally close. Very few wives will ever want to make up a fight by having sex, you know, by making love. But if you can really create the emotional closeness. So that is one part of the continuum where I'll get them. But Gary, there's some times where I think the husband just really needs to say, this is a hill I'm going to die on. I'm not talking about divorce, but I'm saying that he really needs to say, I am withering up and dying inside. I cannot make love four times a year or once a month. We need to do something about this. I'm willing to grow and learn. If you're feeling neglected or used or whatever, I'm willing to grow and learn and to really make a stand on it. And that's the difficult time sometimes in male leadership, to really make a stand.
That's a little bit of practicing tough love then.
Yeah. And it can get shut down, and I'm not being a female basher here, but it can get shut down with saying, well, but if you, you know, came home a little earlier. But sometimes the guy really and truly has jumped through every hoop, and the woman needs to change.
Yeah, and he thinks that that every time he jumps through a hoop, that she's raising it higher. She's putting more hoops out there that he has to jump through.
Yep.
So how about that situation?
Well, that's where I'm saying, I am saying that I think the guy then needs to be able to say, and maybe even use a lot of feeling words of being able to say, you don't know how frustrated I have become, or I don't know if you can understand how this creates just a lack of love and closeness that I desire, and try to think it through, not where they're just demanding sex, but they're really demanding intimacy too.
Doug, I really want to thank you for taking time to share some really great insights with us, guys.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Now, I'm going to bring up a word that most men shudder to think about, but address this. If a guy is in this situation, he's not getting enough sex, he feels like that he's trying to jump through the hoops, he's trying to get more intimate, it's nothing seems to be working, how about therapy and counseling? What would you say to a guy who's going to go, okay, all they're going to do is when I go into counseling, they're just going to tell me everything is wrong about me, so I am not interested.
Yeah, isn't it funny? Because I really can get, you know, as a psychologist, I really can get women in a lot quicker. And sometimes they'll say, well, how can I get my husband in?
Yeah.
And I say, well, promise him a better sex life.
Oh, hell, do it.
They're in the next session. But, yeah. Good point you have. Some of this is maybe even God-given. We really do have the need to be competent and the need to be self-sufficient, and some of that is great. That is a part of masculinity. But I think where we have to save the males sometimes is to think that we automatically will know all about everything and we can fix everything ourselves. And some of these issues, we really need to reach out beyond ourselves to perhaps read a book, or like you're saying, to actually even go to a third party that would help talk this out. And especially if it's what we just been talking, if it's stuck to the point where they're just angry and never making love, you know, that may need that outside intervention.
Doug, I want to thank you so very much for being with me on the show.
Boy, when you called me and asked me about this, I thought, gosh, this is my kind of man who's willing to tackle this kind of topic. So thanks so much.
I want to tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you got to start real slow. She gonna love you tonight if you just treat her right.
Gotta treat her right. Gotta love her with a feeling there. Of course, you can always go to another woman. Grass may seem greener on the other side, but, you know, it will still need mowing at some point. My guest has been Dr. Doug Rosenow, certified sex therapist in Atlanta. His website, sexualwholeness.com.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Every man wants to win bigger than ever, but often we are crippled by the past bad stuff that distorts our view of how God actually sees us. God is full of compassion and mercy and offers a plan to have your life count big. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com, menwhowin.com.